Good day, and welcome to the Dürr Interim Report on the first 9 months of 2013 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Anna, and good afternoon or good morning for those of you in the U.S., and welcome everybody. It's a pleasure for me to present you the Dürr 9 months figures of 2013. I'm joined, as always, by my colleague, Ralf Heuwing. I will start by summarizing the key highlights, giving you an overview of the results, and later I'll be taking you through our divisions as well as sharing our views on the markets and our outlook with you. Ralf Heuwing will present you our figures in more detail in between. Let's look at the highlights first. The sales increased by 3% year over year in the third quarter. And as expected, earnings continue to be strong in Q3 with an EBIT margin of 8.4% in the quarter. Incoming orders from China had a high contribution again in the first 9 months, and the overall order intake was lower, but absolutely matched our expectations and guidance. Requests for quotations remain on a high level, and we keep our increased outlook for 2013 unchanged. The figures which we expect for sales, incoming orders, and earnings should be achievable. To be more precise, it seems likely that EBIT margin will reach the upper end of the target corridor of 7.5 to 8%. Let's move to the presentation on page 3, which shows that sales came to 1.746 billion in the first 9 months, at the same level than last year. This already includes lower sales in cleaning and filtration systems due to the rejection of low-margin system contracts in the previous year, as often explained. Incoming orders were again exceeding sales, resulting in a high order backlog of 2.3 billion. This will ensure good capacity utilization until 2014 and even beyond. Let's turn to page 4. The emerging markets demonstrated an ongoing strong momentum in the first 9 months. We received contracts worth 1 billion there, marking a year-over-year increase of 5%. At 56%, emerging markets accounted for a large proportion of the group's total orders. Demand was particularly strong in China, where order volumes increased by 9%. We also received several major orders in Brazil, and the business in North America was relatively quiet, but we expect to book a significant volume there in the fourth quarter. As expected, order intake in Europe fell short of the previous year's high figures. Ralf Heuwing will now take you through our financials and give you more details on cash flow.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Let's turn to page 5, ladies and gentlemen. Gross margin continued to widen in the first 9 months and at 19.5% substantially exceeded last year's 17.7%. The reasons for this include order quality in the backlog, high capacity utilization, and good order execution. SG&A costs rose by 5% to 176 million euros in the first 9 months, while our headcount climbed by 8%. In accordance with the innovation course which we are steering with our Dürr 2015 strategy, R&D expenses were increased by 13% to 30 million euros. Despite the unchanged sales, EBIT climbed by 13% to 134 million euros. The EBIT margin also widened considerably, and at 7.7%, it has already reached the midpoint of our increased full-year target corridor of 7.5% to 8%. The financial result improved by 8 million euros to minus 15. This was due to improved financing terms, which we negotiated in Q3 2012. Also, exceptional expenses, which had dragged down net finance expense in the previous year, did not arise in the period under review. Moreover, we were able to generate greater interest income from cash and cash equivalents thanks to active investment management. With a tax rate of 27% and tax expenses of 32 million euros, earnings after tax in the first 9 months rose by 23% to 88 million euros. Our EPS reached €2.52 compared to €2 flat a year earlier. Moving to page 6. The good level of earnings and income that we have generated since the beginning of the year have been accompanied by an increase of €84 million in net working capital. In addition, improved earnings resulted in higher tax payments in the first 9 months. As in earlier years, our operating liquidity budget assumes a substantial reduction in net working capital in the fourth quarter, as several projects have reached the completion phase and corresponding final payments are pending, and of course, also fresh down payments are expected. Compared with the previous year, operating cash flow in the first 9 months of 2013 were influenced by a reduction of forfeiting, factoring, and negotiation by €19 million to only €3 million. The comparable number last year had been an increase of €9 million. Therefore, adjusted cash flow from operations came to €65 million compared with minus €28 million in the first month, 9 months of 2012. On page 7, you see that our net working capital stood at €182 million at the end of Q3. Increase of €29 million compared with to June 30th was due to some delays in invoicing and payments. We expect a clear improvement in Q4 similar to 2012. Days working capital should be within our target range of 20 to 25 days by year end. On page 8, you can see that you can see an overview of our work in progress and progress billings. Since the end of 2012, the payment balance with our customers has reduced slightly by €14 million to minus €95 million. We consider a range between minus €50 and minus €100 million to be normal. Customer prepayments, which are reported on the liability side, were exceptionally high at €559 million at the end of September. However, as explained in earlier calls, an isolated view of prepayments received from customers on the liability side is misleading. Only the net amount of €95 million, which represents customers' pre-financing of contracts, will lead to future cash outflows and increases in net working capital. Page 9 shows the key balance sheet items. As of September 30th, total assets stood at €1.94 billion, up 7.5% over the year-end of 2012. Equity rose by €33 million over the end of 2012 to €465 million, supported by the good earnings performance. In view of the increase in total assets, the equity ratio remained unchanged over the end of 2012 at 23.9%, rising slightly compared with a 23.5% at September 30th. We expect the equity ratio to further improve in Q4, and are striving for medium-term targets of 30% by retaining profits. The negative free cash flow of €5 million, the dividend outflow of €39 million, and higher capex spending explain the reduced net financial status of 37 million euros compared to the year end of 2012. However, compared with September 30th, it was up by a strong €63 million. Annualized ROCE reached a strong 35% in the first 9 months, thus highlighting the strength of our asset-light structure. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of our divisions and give you an outlook.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf, and let's move to page number 10. And you can see the positive trend in sales and earnings in the paint and assembly system division continued in the first 9 months. Sales were up 7%, while EBIT climbed to €68 million, with the EBIT margin reaching now 7.8%, up from 6.2% in the comparable period of 2012. This was due to increased revenues and gross margin, as well as our good order execution quality and moderate growth in overheads. Order intake declined by 16% to €837 million. This had been anticipated following the large volume of new orders in the previous year. We expect order intake to rise again in the fourth quarter. The division's order backlog is on a very healthy level. Page 11 shows that the dynamic earnings trend in the application technology division has continued in the first 9 months of 2013 due to high capacity utilization and good order execution. EBIT widened by 15% to $43 million, yielding an EBIT margin of 11% in the period from January to September. There was a slight decline in sales in the first 9 months, but however, application technology reported a small sales gain in the third quarter, and we expect to see further sales growth in Q4. For application technologies, order intake rose by 4% to $421 million in the first 9 months, but fell temporarily 8% short in Q3 2013. So, page number 12. Order intake in the Measuring and Process division, shown on this page, fell 6% short compared to the first 9 months of 2012. Weaker demand from the general mechanical engineering industry reduced order intake in balancing and assembly products. Order intake for cleaning and filtration systems held almost steady after the previous year's deliberate decision not to accept less profitable larger system business. The new orders in the Measuring and Process System division rose by 14% in the third quarter. Sales in this division were down 13% in the first 9 months, mainly as a result of the reduced order intake for cleaning and filtration systems in 2012. Sales in balancing and assembly products remained at the previous year's level. Incoming orders substantially exceeded sales during the same period, resulting in a book-to-bill ratio of 1.1. The EBIT margin in the Measuring and Process System division shrank to 6%, down from last year's 8%, primarily as a result of a loss at cleaning and filtration systems due to one-offs. Cleaning and filtration systems has adjusted their U.S. capacities to match the lower business volumes. We are considering further structural adjustments in France in Q4. And with the optimization measures in place, cleaning and filtration systems should be able to achieve an EBIT margin of 6 to 7% in the medium term. Page 13 shows the figures for cleaning technology systems, which have previously only entailed our exhaust air purification business. They now also include the activities of technology startup company Dürr-Cyplan and heat pump specialist Tamea. Microgas turbine business constitutes a further element. Order intake and sales in the clean technology system division as a whole were substantially up in the first 9 months. With orders exceeding sales by 31%, orders on hand continue to rise. Despite startup costs in the energy efficiency business, the division posted a substantial improvement in EBIT by 55%, underpinned by stronger Q2 and Q3. At the beginning of Q3, we took over the environmental technology specialist Luft und Thermotechnik Bayreuth GmbH, and this strengthens our market position in exhaust air purification technology and broadens our portfolio of technologies. Luft und Thermotechnik Bayreuth contributed $2.9 million to sales and $0.3 million to earnings in Q3. Let's now turn to page number 14. World automobile production and sales remained on an upward trend in the first 9 months despite the downturn in Europe. Although car sales in Europe were down 4%, they started to stabilize in the third quarter. China, in contrast, the world's largest and most dynamic automotive market, posted an impressive 21% year-on-year sales increase. Volume growth also continued in other emerging markets like Brazil, as well as in the United States. India and Russia also have reported, India and Russia have reported declines of 8% and 7% respectively, although experts consider this to be a temporary setback. On page 15 is shown the PricewaterhouseCoopers automotive experts who have just published their latest forecast for the light vehicle market in October 2013, as shown on this page. PwC raised its production forecast slightly for the first time in six quarters, and expects robust global growth of 5% in production over the next few years, with China set to remain the driving force behind the automobile industry. This momentum is also reflected in our sales pipeline. Requests for quotations remain at a high level, not only in the BRIC countries, but also in the US, Mexico, and even in Europe, where brownfield opportunities are coming up. On page 16, you can see that after an increase of 2.7% in the first quarter, service sales gained momentum in the second quarter and in the third quarter and rose by 6% in the first 9 months of the year. As a result, the service business accounted for 22% of consolidated sales after 21% in the same period last year. Looking ahead over the next few quarters, the sales share of service business should continue to widen thanks to the continuous growth in our installed base and various improvement initiatives. A further key aspect is the expected modernization and automation business. A considerable portion of all interior car body painting is not yet automated, which is a big potential for us. Also, the replacement of exterior painting jobs done by old painting machines are offering good opportunities. Also, environmental regulations are driving our business, and in China in particular, it's paying greater attention to environmental issues, and we are expecting some renovation projects for environmental reasons in older paint shops. Let's move on to page 17. The outlook for our business is positive, and we confirm our increased forecast for 2013. Full-year sales should reach between 2.4 and 2.6 billion. Order intake is expected to come to 2.3 to 2.5 billion, leading to a healthy order backlog at the end of the year. We forecast a full-year EBIT margin, which within the target corridor of 7.5 and 8%, with some likelihood of reaching the upper end. Operating cash flow should rise substantially in the full year 2013, as net working capital is likely to return to normal in Q4 like in the previous year. This should be accompanied by an increase in free cash flow, which should exceed 70 million despite higher capex. Finally, we look at page 18, and before we are inviting you to place your questions, I would like to briefly reiterate the main points being said so far. The first 9 months were fully in line with our expectations, and we have already achieved an EBIT margin of 7.7%. Automobile production will continue to increase by a strong 5% annually. Moving forward, this growth will be driven by the emerging markets with greenfield investments, but even some brownfield investments should start in these markets. We also expect a good development of the North American market with mostly brownfield investments. For the remaining months of 2013, we expect a continuation of the upward trend with accelerated sales and order intake generation, earnings growth, and a clear improvement in cash flow. We will be publishing a guidance for 2014 when we announce our preliminary figures in February 2014. But what we can say from today's perspective is that we expect to see slight growth in order intake, sales, and in earnings in 2014. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. We'll now be happy to answer your questions, and I hand back to Anna.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We have a question now from Ingo Schackel from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. I have two questions. The first one relates to the measuring and process system segment. First of all, could you be a bit more specific about the one-offs that one might expect for the fourth quarter, at least share with us the maximum amount that you might see if you are successful in agreeing on all the measures that you intend in France, and also regarding the measuring process system segment, regarding the 6% margin target, can you also elaborate a bit on where you expect revenues for the cleaning and filtration segment in the next years, i.e. will there be a more phase out of low margin business and a further structural margin revenue decrease if you close certain resources in France, or could we assume that the now lowered level in 2013 is a new new normal or new baseline for the business in cleaning and filtration systems? And on the same segment, also elaborate very shortly on whether the relocation of the production facilities in China had any impact on your margin in MPS in the third quarter, whether you were able to work that off without major disruptions. And then the second question relates to your overall guidance for CapEx and number of employees. You've increased both quite a bit now at the Q3 reporting stage. I was just wondering whether you could elaborate a bit on where these 300 additional employees, obviously 110 is LTB, but of the remaining 219, which segments they are based, and also on the CapEx side, whether that's more cost overrun on existing projects or whether you have added projects, and if yes, in which segments they are.
Okay, Mr. Schachel, a lot of questions in very short words. Good. First of all, the one-offs, so far, EcoClean, we had so around about 4 to 5 million, and we expect for the activity, for the necessary steps in France, in volume in the same area by year end at most, yeah. The Baoshan, our move in the new location in Shanghai, has not disrupted the production. And as you ask, the baseline for the EcoClean business in future, I think we are now at the baseline by end of this year. We expect this to develop smoothly upwards, not in high digits, but I think we are then there where we should be, and from there we can grow the business slowly but steadily. Employees, I think, first of all, you're right, we had this LTB people new on board, and the rest of the people is distributing quite nicely, but mainly it's the BRIC countries, some in Germany, but it's not a special focus area.
Yeah, and you asked about the CapEx. Well, some of the CapEx moved from 2012 into 2013. We are not seeing any cost overruns, but some of those CapEx projects we have designed to be a bit bigger for return on investment purposes. Yeah, so things are on track here, and I think just to put this into a larger context, we have grown without much CapEx by 50% over the last few years, and it was just necessary to suit our setup to the size of the business that we see today and also in the future.
Okay, that's helpful, and absolutely no doubt that your business is still asset lean. I was just timing-wise surprised in this, let's say, moderate market environment. Even the 2014 number still goes up a bit. And, thanks for your answers.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a question now from Sebastian Hubert from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question regarding your guidance, which is confirmed on the order intake. You've just said that Q4 order intake will see a significant improvement and momentum-wise over Q3. Do you still see the scope that you could even reach or overachieve the upper end of the guidance, which would imply around 800 million plus in orders for the fourth quarter? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question. You know, I'm since 8 years in this job, and I still fail to educate our customers to close the project or the contract with us before quarter end. The problem is that, as we always said, quarters really don't say much in our business. And we have a good pipeline where we are working on closing orders in the fourth quarter, but as we often have seen, it could be that it's closed on the 21st of December. In some cases, it flips into the 15th of January when everybody comes back from vacation. So I can't confirm what you have asked. We have to see. We will work what we can do, but our customers still have the decision time and the decision dates to make.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We have a question now from Martin Bukele from Handelsblatt. Please go ahead.
And just only, excuse me, the analyst, because I have a today question to the political situation in Germany. You, as a chief of a very big company in Germany, what do you say to the well, I don't know how to express, to the big coalition, and what they do to the economy, and how is your own company especially concerned with it?
First of all, hello, Mr. Buchen. Now, that's new that we have a journalist asking questions.
I'm sorry. So keep it short that the others are not that angry, but it's an actual question which I would ask.
Yeah, but first of all, we are happy about your interest in joining this call. But as you know, and as you know me, I don't make political statements.
Okay.
So let's wait for the coalition to be agreed, and also then we have the details, and then we can maybe have a private talk about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Louis Lemaire from MainFirst has our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. I had a couple on the change in regulation in China. I wanted to know if you could help us quantify what the impact from this change in regulation could be, and also sort of the timing that the OEM will have to comply with that new regulation, and also if you had seen some impact in terms of order intake, because we've seen some significant swings in the momentum from H1 to the first 9 months in order intake in China. So I was wondering if it was just the lumpiness of the business, if or if that change in regulation impacted the order intake development there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question, Chloe. I think the regulation which has been also published is mainly for so-called first-tier cities like Shanghai and Beijing, where factories, in particular factories who are producing VOC particles, which also comes out of paint shop with solvent-borne, and they have to do something. Yeah. But this is, let's say, a limited number of paint shops. We are working at the moment that you get an idea of what is visible to us, or two or three projects which will be awarded in the next 18 months to change from solvent-borne to water-borne, which can be a small investment but can also be a big one. Small means one-digit millions up to 15 to 20 millions. So it's for us nice upgrade in service business coming up. We saw that already in the past, because the regulation to move to waterborne applies for everybody who produces a new car in a new factory anyway. So this is also investment we have seen in the last years, and we will move on. But we can't expect a significant amount of additional work. I think it will be, because in China, you know, regulations is one thing, to execute is another thing. And our customers combine those regulations always with an upgrade of the plant, and so the timing will be also determined by when do they need an upgrade for a new model or for a different process. I know it's not a precise answer to your question, but I haven't got more precise.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thomas Rowe from Montega AG has our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, please. First of all, could you share with us what the reason has been for the strong margin expansion in application technology in Q3? That's the first one. And the second one, could you please elaborate a little bit on the pricing environment, the pricing quality of new projects, in particular in the field of paint and assembly? And maybe as a follow up, I think your margin in paint and assembly with more than 7% is already quite outstanding. Do you still see some more upside potential, and what could be the key drivers for that? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rau. I mean, you already said it, and in our paint and assembly division, the margin level we have reached now is quite remarkable. And it's mainly defined also by the capacity in the market and the number of projects which are available. And as I said before, the order pipeline or the project pipeline is still on a high level and very healthy, so we don't see here big changes, which means either to the up to the lower point. But we have also to say there our competitors also have watched our success and they are also have increased capacity. So I would expect that on the middle term, the margins will be, let's say, very difficult to increase on the paint and assembly side. That does mainly mean that business. It does not apply for application technology. That's a different kind of business model. Is that answering your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. We have a question now from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Questions left from my side. First on order intake. As I understand correctly, you were mentioning some delays and declining orders due to low margin quality. Could you be more precise here? Secondly, you said Q4 should be better in our last call with Q2. You were mentioning that some project might be brought forward. Is this still the case? And what is happening with those delayed projects in Q3? And finally, on your high-yield bond, are you still thinking about calling it? And are you potentially buying it back before you calling it? And maybe could you give us an indication of a potential interest advantage if you call the bond and issue a potentially other debt instrument?
Maybe I'll take your last question first. As you may have seen from our high-yield bond details, this is callable for the first time end of September next year. We will not buy back from the market any outstanding bonds because the liquidity is limited and we would consider the price not to be attractive. We can call it at 100, yeah? We are obviously reviewing, and if the market environment is like it is today, then we will make use of this calling right. We are reviewing different instruments, debt instruments, possibly another bond. And from the market conditions as we see them right now, we would see an improvement potential of 250 to 300 basis points. If that remains the same, then you can calculate for yourself that this has a significant impact on the interest line.
And on the questions for regarding the order intake, yes, on the Q4 we expect a more lively order intake. The word delay is difficult because you asked for delays and what is now happening to them. We try to anticipate when a customer wants to decide in the sales process, and sometimes this anticipation is not right. And then the customer decides later because the process takes longer, more clarification technically wise, and that we call a delay, but from a customer perspective it's not a delay. So they decide when they think they have enough information to make the decision. So I think that situation, we have no deterioration in the margin of new orders because that's what you are assuming. That's not correct. We still see an unhealthy business situation also for new business.
Okay, so by part, so we can assume that some of those delayed decisions might occur in Q4?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in Q3, we hope to book an order which we will book now in the fourth quarter because the decision-making and the negotiations took longer than we anticipated, yes.
Okay, and about your, in Q2, mentioned potentially brought forward project, are these still valid or will we see them in 2014?
I don't remember actually what I said in the second quarter, but if I said that there are some, I think it mainly it was from the perspective in the first half, we saw some business coming up which we were not anticipating before, yes, and on those we are working on. And
okay,
hope to close in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter.
Thank you, helpful.
My pleasure.
Mauro Gambaro from One Investments has our next question. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. Sorry, but I have to come back on this order intake. Do you think it's fair to assume that the order intake is going to be, as you said, up sequentially, but possibly also up year on year, so Q4 versus Q4 of last year? And then I've got other questions. Thank you.
To be honest with you, I would like to see that, but I can't tell you now because it depends on one signature on one big contract, which comes in December or in January. And we are working on some which are quite with the end of the year. So maybe, maybe not. Sorry, I have no better answer for that.
Right. And then assuming that you achieve the top end of your guidance for this year, do you still foresee an order intake increase in 2014, which is your official guidance for that you've given today?
Well, I have not given a guidance for 2014 today, but I said from today's perspective, and by if we reach the level for the order intake as in our guidance today, then there's a chance to have a higher increase in 2014. And yes, that we are quite optimistic about.
Great. And then it's more, if you can just elaborate a little bit more on what's going on and what are you seeing in China. Because looking at the quarter development, I understand that you are competing against a tough H2 2012, but we are seeing a sort of slowdown which is compensated by other countries. So do you think this 90-100 million level is going to be a bottom going forward, or what shall we expect from China as a contribution?
From China you can expect also in future strong contribution, and by the way, we are not down year over year, we are up in China. Yeah, and China also will be a very strong market next year, what we can see from the projects we are discussing. And I just came back from China this weekend, and I'm very positive about what I've heard, and I think you can count on that dynamic we have seen on the page number 14. You can see that China was 21% growth in the first, 21% of such a huge in base of production. This 21% out of 80 million, that's about 3 million cars, that's 70% of the German production at all. So I think the dynamic will continue, and I have no other feeling.
Okay, no, it's just because, not to contradict, but I was just referring to the third quarter. Maybe I've got the wrong data, but if I look at the order intake for China in Q3, it was something like 91 million compared to above 200 million in Q3 last year.
Yeah, this is one order, you know. I can only tell you, don't look at a quarter. Look at 9 months, then you can better compare.
Okay.
What's going on. The quarter is one decision makes a 80 to a 200 million quarter or 300 million quarter or 50 million quarter. It's really so volatile because we are talking about two business streams we have. We have one, the big projects, which are minimum 50 to 100 million, and then you can see what the decision makes, the difference in number. But we also have a strong stream of continuous business of the machinery business, which is more stable.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We have a question now from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. You mentioned that your order backlog would almost cover 2014. However, I think you have also some activities which are more short-term sided. So where do you see still some gaps and therefore some risk for filling capacity to a satisfying level? And second question concerning measuring and process systems. You talked explicitly about selective order intake in 2012, which obviously means that you have avoided low-margin or loss-making orders, which would suggest that the remaining business would show a decent profitability. However, even adjusting for the one-off, margins have come down in this division here. So what is really the problem, and what should we expect here going forward for the next 2-3 years? What is the sustainable margin level you can achieve here? Thank you.
The first question, we don't see any capacity filling problems coming up, so that's not the case, also not in 2014. Second, in the MPS division, we also had a strong decline in sales, or we had a strong decline in sales in 2013 out of the already explained 2012 reluctant order intake, and we had to digest a 50 million downturn in sales, or let's say it was not a downturn, it was a conscious decision to take this down, and for that we see the effect on the EBIT margin. And every machinery company at the size of 200 million goes down 50 million would be in deep red numbers. But operationally we are doing quite fine. The one-offs, yes, they are there, but you can see, you will see that the EcoClean division in the MPS division next year will contribute positively to our figures.
What is the margin you are targeting here for the midterm?
Well, for the MP, for the MPS division, it's about, I can say 7%. For the MPS division, not really. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. Because we only have margins in our mind, which is business unit-wise. So let's say in the mix of the MPS total, 9%.
Okay. And this is then mainly a question of bringing back volume to former top levels again.
No, not really volume. It's the quality of the business, and we have now achieved that we are selling standard machines in EcoClean and not risky projects, so the margin will improve mainly by the way how we do business and what kind of business we take, and also a lot of new innovations in terms of more cost-effective machines. So we are pretty optimistic that our business model is now finally adjusted to what it should be for the future, and here we go. So we don't need additional volume to make better margins. We see that already operationally in the third quarter being proven. But you can't see that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. We have a question now from Peter Rothenbacher from Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, Peter Rothenbacher. Another question regarding your project pipeline. You mentioned China looks good, so is it fair to assume that there is potential for 3 to 5 greenfield projects again in 2014? And with regard to the U.S.,
I just wanted to answer your first question immediately. Yes, there are 3 to 5 projects minimum.
Okay, and with regards to U.S. modernization, I think is still picking up. What are your hopes here for 2014, and what can we assume the average size of these more brownfield modernization projects?
Again, we don't forecast 2014 today, but yes, we are working on projects. But you can, you get an idea. The brownfield projects are driven either by replacing old equipment, which is not effective anymore, but also changing processes, but also higher automation. And let's say the average is between 5 million, this is a small one, 20 to 30 million, the medium one, and we have also projects, they are above 100 million. I'm talking about US dollar now.
Okay. And one last question. You currently have a very favorable cash position, which will improve until the year end, and you mentioned that you are interested in doing acquisitions. So in the past, you did acquisitions mainly in clean systems, clean technology systems. So I think currently this business field looks a little bit more challenging, perhaps in terms of energy prices. Do you think about really developing and acquiring a totally new business?
I think, first of all, we think in all directions, but you will also see smaller or medium-sized acquisitions for the existing core business we are working on. Yeah. But the other option is also a valid one, but your next question will be, do we are working on one, and the answer is no.
Okay. Thank you.
And maybe other than that, we will also put cash in other use, so refinancing the bond is one, dividends is another one, and also some further CapEx projects in 2014, because we want to still further strengthen the setup of our business.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a question now from Harald Remmert from LBBW. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just some quick follow-ups. First of all, regarding application technology, the 12% margin level in Q3, was it driven by product mix, or is this a sustainable level looking forward? That's the first one. And second one, regarding MPS, these increasing orders we saw in Q3, what was the driver behind, and is it also project-driven, or is it now a better surrounding? Because you, if I remember it right, you said general machinery business was not that good. Cleaning and filtration was on a stable level, so it was mainly project-driven automotive, or what was the driver? And second, regarding your restructuring in EcoClean, what could we expect for 2014, a sustainable sales level compared to 2013? And without the one-off, I think all these restructuring will be finished in the current year, so is already a 5% level achievable in 2014 on the way to your midterm target?
So the first four questions we can say yes, but that's too easy. APT at 12%, that's for sure our ambition, that this will continue, yeah. And I think it's possible. And the second question was regarding the
order intake, MPS.
Yeah, order intake in the third quarter. Yes, there were some business in EcoClean coming also from China, major orders for engine plants, which were helpful for that. But also in other areas, but this was maybe one of the bigger projects. And 2014 to reach a 5% EBIT level in EcoClean, that's something we don't see, but not so far away from that.
And the sales level will be more or less stable in 14 compared to 13 in EcoClean?
Yes, will be stable, and maybe some potential to be slightly up, but not significant.
Okay, thank you. And pardon me, the restructuring will be finished in the current year, so there will be no additional one-offs in 2014 from today's point of view.
Yeah, that was one of the yes to your answer, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question now from Ingo Schachel from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I have two very quick follow-up questions. The first one is, again, the margin and application technology, and I certainly do not want to ask a Q4 margin question, but because of the limited financial history we have on APT, can you just share with us your view based on the longer experience you have with the financials of that business, whether it could be possible that a margin in the fourth quarter is below the third quarter, or whether it would be reasonable to expect such a pattern based on the data we have? This would obviously be quite unusual. And the second one is probably just a yes or no question regarding LATAM. Would you or Sirius consider providing additional financing to that entity?
So your first question, for ABT in the fourth quarter, we expect that this level of return on sales will continue. There's no reason for a decline.
Yeah, on the small participation in LATAM, we let this... We did not participate in another financing round because we felt that this technology is interesting but met with too little market response, and therefore we did not support a further round, and so did the venture capital firm who was invested. So, you know, the damage was very minor, and therefore this was not any headache to us.
I absolutely agree that it's no headache. Just wanted to check whether it could be a potential target for capital allocation, because obviously, the technology looked interesting. I think
it's interesting, but as I said, the market response was not to the extent that we had hoped. And then also, as always, focus is important. If we find things don't work, we discontinue. If we find that things work very well, we'll focus on those.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question now from Mauro Gambaro from One Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just a clarification. You said that next year you are targeting to reach an EBIT margin close to 5% in EcoClean. So what would that mean for the MPS division overall?
That it will improve.
Thank you.
We are not, that's because you are, I think, the first time in the call, but we are normally we don't report on business units. So when we talk about it, it's just an additional service. Yes, the MPS will definitely improve, because we don't have one-offs anymore, and we will have an improving and strongly improving IT margin in EcoClean, and so the MPS will definitely improve. Is that okay?
Right, but I've seen that, for example, in 2012, reach a margin of 10-11%. Is it something that we can pencil in for next year, or that would be too early?
That's maybe too early.
Okay. And finally, can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on the potential that you flagged on your report regarding automated interior painting lines? It seems that you are getting fresh demand also from China. What are you expecting? Is it a story for 2014 or midterm?
Well, it's a story we are already in, yeah, because this demand is taking place since already some years. Also in Europe, we do a lot of those projects, and in America, because many paint shops were still using manual painting for the interior of the car body. So this is a business which already runs and will continue to run for the next year, and is part of our, let's say, judgment for the total business volume. But it's not a special story for 1 or 2 years. I think this will continue the next year.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question now from Chloe Lemery from MainFirst. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I just had a few follow-up questions on the use of cash mostly. I was wondering, obviously you talk about M&A, if you had a target envelope on what to spend on M&A, and also when you talk about dividends, what kind of are you going to implement a change in your dividend policy?
Yeah, M&A spend, I mean, there's not a budget, of course, because opportunities arise or they don't, and we have pretty tough criteria what kind of features a target company should have in order to qualify as a target. So reserving a budget doesn't make sense. The firepower obviously is way above 100 million euros given our financing situation. So there's no, in our mind, there's no small limitation to M&A activity. Dividend policy, we have been consistent over the years with a 30 to 40% payout ratio, and we see this also for this current year. I think only if we don't have further ideas where to invest our funds, we might revisit that policy, but we think we will have good ideas to create further value and therefore retain 60 to 70% of the profit within the company.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. As we have no further questions at this time, I'd like to turn the conference back over to you, Mr. Dieter, for any additional or closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anna, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your question. As always, we enjoyed the discussion with you, and we can only say for today, we hope to have you on the phone again. I think it's on the February 25th, where we will publish our preliminary 2013 figures. And also would like to announce to our investors today that on May 9th, 2014, we will have our open house here in Bietigheim, where we would like to invite you to that we can present to you our innovations, which we also publish to the customers in that days. And I think that would be an interesting event for you to come and see. For today, we would like to say again goodbye and nice afternoon or in the U.S. morning, and talk to you next time. Thank you. Anna?
Thank you. Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.